Next question we're going to do is going to be Kevin Wooten, Wooten, 825-62, 62-year-old gentleman from Houston, Texas, in the Marine for 9 years, a pipe fitter, worked with cable, lives with a friend, he's divorced, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he has end-stage liver disease. He was told that he developed NASH, N-A-S-H, secondary to his time in the Marines. And those records are being looked at the VA, and I've asked for records to look at him at this time period. Apparently, he was exposed to contaminated water while he was in the Marine Corps and is considered total and considered 100% disabled. He's very thin. He's lost amount of weight. He weighs 160, down at least 20 to 30 pounds. He has severe muscle wasting. He's weak. He went to the hospital crying in pain because of his severe pain, but they told him he needs to either start being treated for palliative and hospice care at home or see a pain management period. In the paragraph, he's homebound. It's very difficult for him to get to the doctor's office, and given his end-stage liver disease and the fact that he's not a candidate for any further treatment and or liver transplant, he's asked he's been evaluated for palliative care at this time. Family history: mom died of pancreatic cancer at age 84, dad died at age 59 because of cirrhosis of the liver and lung cancer. COVID immunization is up to date. Surgery, right hand, fifth digit amputation, hernia operation times two, right and left, right arm surgery. Right arm surgery, ruptured bicep on the right arm, and a detached retina. Medication includes clonidine, which is out of, Flexeril 10 milligram TID, Neurontin 300 TID, Motrin 800 TID, folic acid, 1 milligram a day, and multivitamins, thiamine 100 milligram a day, vitamin B, Seroquel 200 milligram a day for PTSD. Patient's allergy none. Medical problems, leg pain, recent hospitalization for severe pain. Blood pressure is elevated both because he's out of clonidine and because of his pain. Decreased exercise tolerance, shortness of breath with activity, debilitation, severe muscle wasting, weight loss. He's able to ambulate to the bathroom, but he requires help with ADL. Cannot rule out ascites at this time. Patient has not driven for some time because of his advanced stage of liver disease, period. Blood pressure is 155 over 109, pulse 66, respirations 18, or two side 96%. Heart pulse is slow, pulse is 2, lungs furunculi, abdomen soft, neck shows no, cannot rule out ascites, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with hand lesion, lower extremity shows no edema but severe muscle wasting. Assessment, 62-year-old gentleman from Houston, 100% disabled from Marine Corps because of exposure to contaminated water, now has developed NASH, N-A-S-H, / liver failure associated with ascites, weight loss, neuropathy, chronic pain. Patient also has a history of hypertension, blood pressure is quite elevated because of pain, and the fact that he's out of his clonidine period. In the paragraph, he was told that he's not a candidate for liver transplant and or any further treatment. For this reason, he's seeking palliative care so he can have his pain taken care of at home. He does not want to go and seek help from a pain management specialist or any other facility at this time period. He also suffers from PTSD, which he takes Seroquel 200 milligram for a period. He's on thiamine because of vitamin B deficiency and folic acid, period. Motrin 800 TID should be discontinued in face of liver disease, of course, period. We can continue with the Neurontin 300 TID along with Flexeril, and then we'll leave the medication, pain medications, per hospice medical director, period. He also needs to start his quantity, 0.2 milligram BID as soon as possible. Thank you. Overall prognosis remains poor. I've asked for VA records to be sent to us as well. Thank you.